What is up, everyone? It is your two queens of stonks and crypto, the trading chick and the blonde broker, and we are here to welcome you to this mini episode 23, my golden
You heard that right. We are
year.
going to do two episodes this week, so look out for the one today and look out for our next one midweek. We've got a lot going on, so we thought this would be really exciting, especially with the market kind of moving how it is. We're going to go ahead and change it up a little bit, but we hope you guys enjoy.
Yes, and don't forget to subscribe to our YouTube and also follow us on Twitter and Instagram. All of our accounts, the Blonde Brokers, mine, the Trading Chick, and Two Girls, One Trade.
Am I better?
Are you back in Dallas?
Yeah, for like 2 days.
How was San Francisco?
It was good. I actually liked San
Did you
Francisco.
become
I just.
homeless?
No, there were a lot. I definitely didn't like the hills either.
I kind of liked the hills. I feel like
I.
it gives me Princess Diaries vibes.
Isn't that where they film some of it? Like when she like tries to park her car and it rolls down the hill.
Yeah.
I just got so winded because I'm so out of shape. What?
Hot girl summer smacked you in the face.
Yeah, I gained 7 pounds. Yeah, maybe I'll do next summer. It's because I keep
Honestly, I
eating
was
everywhere
thinking.
I go.
Yeah, it's a sugar addiction. I have it too. Welcome to the club.
Welcome to We Need to Stop Eating. But you do really
Literally.
good with your salads.
I try to, but then I have like 8,000 snacks between my salads. Bless you.
Did
Three
my eyelash come off?
times.
No, okay, still
The eyelash is still there, don't worry.
was really thought I just sneeze that thing off. Yeah, let's kick it off. What episode are we on?
23. That's my golden year. That's my birthday golden year.
Oh, 23, baby.
This is
That
my
is
golden episode.
perfect. Well, this will be a really good episode. As you guys know, our presenting sponsor is StockTwits. And if you guys haven't listened to any of our episodes before, let me give you a little deep dive of what StockTwits is. This is a platform where you guys can go get all of your day trading advice, stock tips and strategies, see what's trending, what all your favorite investors are doing. Get in there and trade some crypto. You can look at ApeCoin, Bitcoin, Ethereum. They've got a lot listed. Go check them out. Give them a 5-star rating in the App Store and let us know what you guys think about StockTwits. They also have chat rooms for you to go get in and conversate with other traders and see what they're talking about during the day. You might see one of us in there. But yeah, StockTwits.
Yes,
So
this is fucking dope. Stock twits peep.
StockTwits and Elon Musk. I'm an Elon Musk fan this week for some reason. More than I normally
Why?
am.
What happened? What catalyzed this?
I just saw a picture of him eating by himself and he was like
Pussies?
pissed. He was like eating by himself at a table and the paparazzi caught him. He turned around and he was like so annoyed. I would be too. I would hate that. Oh.
Yeah. Honestly, I feel like this week was so boring.
I
I feel
traded
like
on.
this week was a lot of the market deciding what it wants to do. Like, does it want to crash and burn, or does it want to have another little rally and then crash and burn? Who knows? But I feel like the market was just battling it out, and it was kind of boring.
Did you trade at all last week?
For one day, like half the day I traded.
So I
Dude.
did Apple last week and I never trade Apple, but I thought, okay, I can actually afford some Apple shares right now. So I'm gonna add them to my portfolio. And so I was watching on
I bought
Thursday.
Amazon.
You bought Amazon? I didn't even watch that chart. I thought I was gonna see a target price of 146 on Thursday. That actually didn't happen. The stock, went up to $150. But on Friday, it actually dipped quite a bit, went down to $145. So I made my entry around 146, like I said I was gonna do on Twitter. I'm gonna see what happens. But then I think after hours, it broke the death candle. So now a lot of people were saying they're super bearish on Apple and calling out price targets of 138 next week. So I'm...
Okay, yes, I'm looking at the chart right now, and low key, I feel like it looks like it's going to retest like 137 slash like actually retest 132 and potentially break that and go lower. I feel like we're going to go lower. I don't know. The Fed meeting is June 13th. So
the 13th is an unlucky day, unlucky number.
Well, it's 12th or 13th.
I hope it's on the 12th. I kind of felt like that maybe wasn't the best trade or entry that I've done, but given the rest of the week, it was, you know, the lowest entry point. But we'll see what happens next week. If it does dip into the 130s, then I might be adding.
I mean, it's an interesting time just because I feel like we've corrected so much and all of the main things have corrected.
This could be a good
I feel like we're probably done correcting. Yeah, kind of, but also I'm feeling like maybe we're gonna have a short little rally overall. Long-term horizon, it's gonna be a negative situation, but I feel like up until that Fed meeting on the 12th or 13th, we could potentially see some rallies of Bitcoin. I saw it was at 32 this week, which was pretty exciting because it was still holding that 30. Like, that's what I'm saying. It's fluctuating so much. It's been fluctuating basically between like 28,000 and 32,000 for the past 2 weeks. Like, what does it want? Does it want to go lower? Does it want to go higher? It doesn't know. But I feel like, especially with positive economic data, which we've been receiving, we could potentially rally. But then also, speaking of Elon Musk, which you said, he did just announce that he's going to lay off 10% of his workers. So is he just kind of being like, okay, fuck it. Like, it needs to happen. Let's just make it all crash and burn while it can, you know, and then just kind of lighting that, sparking the match.
Yeah, I think his emails that he sent out to the company stating that they need to be working at least 40 hours in the office, I think he's hoping that there will be some people that just decide to quit on their own. And if they don't come in, then I think he's going to do the layoffs, which is... How do you feel about
that?
Because I know you're really
big with... He's weeding them out. Yeah, I'm a lover of work from home, but I get it where he's coming from. And I also feel like if he's planning on doing layoffs anyway... Might as well just figure out who are the automatics. These people, they don't even want to come back to the office. Automatically, you're out. So I feel like it's good for him strategy-wise to figure that out. But also at the same time, I feel like he's such a role model in so many different aspects. And by him publicly being like, you have to be in the office, I'm laying off 10% of the Tesla workforce, it kind of sets a tone. Layoffs are coming and you better get your ass back to the office, even though you don't like it. So we're moving into a time where jobs are more rare. And then also you have to do a job that you don't necessarily love. And I feel like we've been really spoiled these past few years. So I feel like there's that, which is obviously a negative for the market as a whole. I don't know. It's a weird week.
It is.
I'm painting my kitchen.
We're like, what should we do this week?
Literally.
Yeah, what color are you painting your kitchen?
White. You want to see it? I'll bring you.
Yeah. House tour.
House tour. Okay, so my kitchen is this color.
So everyone listening to the podcast, you know, she's showing us her kitchen right now. So you guys should go check us out on YouTube so you can actually get the full visual and the full effect.
Yes.
It's beautiful.
And definitely subscribe and rate us 5 stars while you're at it and share with all your friends. But yeah, painting it white.
That looks good.
So thank you. I'm pretty excited about it.
Are you going to do any other rooms?
No, just the kitchen for now. Honestly, I thought it was going to be like a 2-coat situation. It's probably going to be a 4 or 5-coat situation.
Oh, yeah, you're covering the brown wood.
I'm making a vlog, though.
Yeah, of,
so
of
we'll
you painting?
So we'll get to see. Yeah.
That'll be really cool.
Of the process, my kitchen process.
Look at your wine.
Why not?
I'm drinking water. I'm starting to diet. tomorrow.
Yeah, I feel. Is there anything interesting that's been going on in the crypto world?
This week we have DecentralCon and Consensus, which are both going to be in Austin. So we're going to see a lot of fund guys. And there's a lot of really good speakers. So I'm going to be vlogging there and might do some really good crypto interviews for next week's episode. So that could solely be based around the crypto space. I think a lot of the sentiment in crypto right now is that there's still room for a pullback. You know, we're seeing Ape coin drop lower. We're seeing Bitcoin float around the 28,000 range. Ethereum is low, which I'm glad I sold a good chunk of mine 2 weeks ago.
It's scary when the majority of your net worth or all of your net worth is invested in stocks or crypto and your shit is 40% down and gas prices are triple and rent prices are double. Like, it's kind of fucked up in general.
I just saw too that if you're planning to travel this summer, the news was saying you should have booked 2 months ago because flight prices have doubled this summer. And then if you're planning on doing any fall or winter travel, you need to be booking by August at the latest. I'm trying to book a trip to New York for NFT NYC, and the other day it was $170 and now it's $380, $400, and I just freaking missed it.
Oh my God. But that's why you got the American Airlines credit card.
I did. I remember you talking about this card on one of your blogs that you did because people were asking how you got to fly first class when you went to Spain.
For $5.60.
So I said, you know what? Let me get on this. I'm going to go ahead and get the American Airlines Advantage card. And I did get miles. Unluckily for me, miles don't count as much, I think, anymore. So now this might only get me a trip to New York and back, maybe. Maybe just to New York.
Yeah, just a one way, and then you're stuck.
Yeah.
So what's your plan for the summer? Other than Consensus, I feel like those all sound really cool.
Oh, yeah, I've got some juicy stuff to tell you. So my little sister calls me. And her boyfriend of the last 7 months dumped her, like, just broke up with her.
Why?
And said he just didn't really feel it anymore and kind of fucked up and said that she was exhausting. And he actually just really, I know, said she was exhausting. And keep in mind, I think we've had a lot of stress on our plate with our grandpa passing away and her trying to figure out where she wants to live. And I know that's not all of his responsibility, but he kind of just wasn't really emotionally supportive. And I think it's better that this happened now than down the road and he still feels that way and breaks her heart. Well, she calls me crying and it's just, I mean, I've never seen someone cry that much. Like, her heart is torn to pieces and I feel awful because she really thought they were going to get married and love the guy. And now she's wanting to up and move to Florida. And I was like, hey, trading trip there, got some like business connections there, it's a lot of crypto there in Miami, maybe I go with
her. So fun.
Maybe.
Yeah.
I was kind of planning on moving somewhere anyways, maybe I go get a townhome with a few bedrooms and let her stay or something. So we're going to look at Miami and Fort Lauderdale over the next month. So might be making a move towards you.
Dude, that would be so much fun.
I need to be really
excited.
I want
you to do that. I've been telling you. I feel like Miami is just the place. Maybe not right now during the summer when it's like tropical storm city, but
yeah, we might give it. I've got a little bit more travel to do. I got invited to speak at a Metaverse crypto conference in Paris in July.
Can we go?
Yeah,
I
we should
go.
Let me talk to.
Let's go.
Let me talk to the people.
Can
that
we get them to sponsor
me.
Us?
I can, we get can it either for free? See if I can see if they can sponsor us or if they were asking for sponsorships. And they're like, sent me this package and they're like, yeah, you don't have to, speakers don't have to sponsor, but if you want to, feel free to throw in $5,000 or $10,000. I was like, what the fuck?
No, have them sponsor us.
Yeah, how do I... I need to spin this around and be like, no, ma'am.
We don't want to sponsor them. They have the wrong idea. They need to sponsor us.
I was looking through the brochure and it was very slyly put in there. Hey, if you feel, you know, you've got some cash to throw out. I was like, Jesus, that's a lot. But yeah, so we'll talk about that later then if you want to go, because I think that'd be a really fun trip. And right now I was just going by myself, so we can go.
Dude, I'm always down to go. So what are you looking forward to next week?
Yeah, so we are going to be uploading an options video for you guys midweek, either Wednesday or Thursday. That will be also on Spotify and Apple Podcasts. We're going to post it to YouTube as well. I went and interviewed an options strategic analyst from Benzinga. He's been working there for 20 years, and I think it's going to be super informational and very good for everyone to study up on. So look out for that. And with that,
very informative.
I am healthy.
I'm wealthy.
I am rich.
I am that bitch.
Period.
Two girls, one trade.
Love you guys.
Love you. See you next week.